with the big time Scorby lines. Oh my goodness. Oh yes, yes, yes. Welcome back, Relis on Sports Talk, episode 183. Oh, do we got one tonight for you, yo. Thank you for watching on YouTube, listen on Spotify. Check us out on Facebook, at Realism Podcast on Twitter, and Realism Sports Talk on TikTok. Thank you for all the patrons that support the show, doing all the behind-the-scenes things. We still putting out new product and everything. We appreciate it. Always love for my Commanders. Love for the five-time NBA 2K cover boy, the Black Mamba, Kobe Bean Bryant. And all the love right there for my sweet mama right there. Tyler McGirt, we love you, baby. Yes, sir. And guess what? We are out here talking about the AFC West preview discussions. And we got the return of the Realism Sports Talk co-host and the GM, Mr. GM Tommy. What's good, Tommy?
Finally back.
Finally back. And then my main man, Mr. Darren, right there from at Fatboy Fadeaway on the Variety Sports Network, where they have mad crazy channels, quality people, quality shows. They doing big things out there, Variety Sports Network, Fatboy Fadeaway. Darren, what's good, baby? I'm glad you're feeling better.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah, like you said, you texted me yesterday and said, "Coach, what'd you say? Michael Jordan played on a flu game, so I should be able to do a podcast." That was enough for me. I love doing it with Brian. I love Brian. I'll be talking Twitter with him. Tommy, it's been a while. Good to see you, my friend, since the draft last year. Terrell, let's do this. Football season's almost here, my friend.
It's almost here, baby. It's almost here. And unfortunately, me and you, Darren, that's why we play fantasy.
Yes,
and then for the first time out here on Realism Sports Talk, we got the man Brian at B Jones Sports out here to talk about his Kansas City Chiefs. He got his power back. Hopefully he can keep that power rolling with an impact crew like this.
The world champion. Kansas City Chiefs. Gotta add it to the front, man.
Oh my God, between you and Nico on this world championship, I'm just like, oh, the different nuggets in the Kansas City Chiefs. I'll pay homage. World champion. How you doing, baby? First time on. Appreciate you being here.
Hey, man, appreciate you having me on, man. But time to have some fun, man. But like I said, towards the end, it might get kind of ugly. But tune in, man. We're going to have some fun
because we on Realism Sports Talk, and I get kind of raw sometimes. Darren's like, oh, shit.
I'm like, I'm looking forward to it. Brian can dance with you. That's what I like.
But look, before we get to the AFC West, because I'm a support the Chargers. Ain't none of y'all wearing y'all's team stuff. Ain't none of y'all wearing none of y'all's team. That's your podcast.
I got some Raiders stuff in the background here.
That's my squad. Hold on.
Tommy, what's that back there, Tommy? What's that?
You want to see something?
Is that autograph?
Hold on. That's Patrick Surtain II. That would be the best cornerback in the NFL. Signed my jersey back when we played Carolina.
I like it. Why don't you
Thank
have
you
it
very
in a,
much, Patrick.
Why don't
and
you
I'll
have
never
it
forget
in a,
the
a case like real people do, like this guy right here? You know what I'm saying? Why don't you put it
Troy
in the case?
Troy Rank was there to witness it.
You got little kids. They're going to spill some Kool-Aid on that shit, dude. You got to put it in the case.
It's
not about being pristine. I'm gonna fill it with signatures and 1,000 stains.
And you have Kool-Aid stains on it. Talking about Kool-Aid man running through the wall. Talking about, oh yeah. Come on, dude. Put that shit in the case. Put it in the case, yo. Put it in the case. But Brian,
I'll never sell it.
You gotta sell it. I'm not selling none of mine. But it's about keeping it. I mean, you never know. Just in case some hard times might happen, I might have to sell some. You know what I mean? You never know. COVID and shit.
Right in case of emergency.
Exactly. But, Brian, this is your first time on. So I want to let you know, on Realism Sports Talk, we talk about sports from Hall of Famers to the local talent to the big. Come on, hold on. Nah, that was some amateur shit, dude.
What happened?
I mean, I don't even know what's going on. We talk about the AFC West. No wonder y'all slow, because that division is horrible. Anyway, let's talk about it again. On Relics of the Sports Talk, we talk about sports from Hall of Famers. There you go, Tyler. My man T-Mac. From Hall of Famers to the local talent to the big time storyline. Let's go. And the big time storylines is really, we're not even talking about QBs to start it off. Imagine that. That's crazy. We talk about running backs. And there was three running backs that all three of us are thinking, like, you know, after last year for fantasy, they might have been somebody we wanted to grab. You know what I'm saying? Josh Jacobs leading the league in rushing, doing things. Saquon Barkley stayed healthy all year. Giants made the playoffs. He's looking like one of the only options for the team. And then Tony Pollard, Zeke's gone. You know what I'm saying? So he has a lot of opportunities. So these three running backs, we're looking like, ooh, in fantasy. We're like, I'm trying to see what we can get. But they were holdout. I mean, they didn't get their money. You know, they didn't get none of their money. Josh Jacobs, your boy Darren, he's in the parking lot waiting to sign this stuff and didn't get it.
Yeah.
You know, and Saquon Barkley, he was in the parking lot and couldn't get it. We'll get to that. Barkley, $2 million really was the difference. I don't understand what's going on in that. And then Tony Pollard doing his thing. So I'm gonna start with you, Darren, because it is your boy first, Josh Jacobs. Do you think Josh Jacobs was asking for too much? I know 10 is the cut line or whatever. He's not gonna get 16 like McCaffrey. He did lead the league in rushing, but last year I remember the Hall of Fame game. He was playing the whole time, and we were like, "He's getting cut. He's getting traded. They're getting rid of Josh Jacobs." And then he showcased what he was doing. Do you think he's being unrealistic? What do you think about Josh Jacobs?
It's hard for me to say a running back that led the league in rushing at a position that is more no position is more disrespected in terms of salary. I'm okay with him. I'm okay with it. As a Raiders fan, I think he should get their money because the one thing about the running back position, especially Josh Jacobs specifically on the Raiders, is he's more than just – he's like their team leader. He like brings every type of attitude that they bring to the team. It is Josh Jacobs, especially. I'm not the biggest Carr guy, as you know, but he was – without Carr there now – you got to have somebody in there that's a stabilizing force that's going to keep you guys accountable day in and day out. And Josh Jacobs, who's your leading rusher, your best player team, somebody that to me would be somebody you'd want to follow.
Best player.
One of the best players on his team. Maybe Devontae Adams is better, but Jacobs, I'm saying, is a better. Jacobs, what I'm saying, though, is the leader of that team in terms of that stuff. So that's what I mean by that. Yeah, I know Adams is the better player, but I'm just guessing that locker room probably looks up to Jacobs a little bit more than maybe.
I am too. That's what just struck me about your team when you said that.
I feel you.
Yeah, so that's for me why Jacobs, I should get that. He's definitely not better than Adams. Yes, I agree with you on that as well.
I feel you. So, Brian, going to Saquon Barkley, we looked at it. The Giants had already offered him a contract before. It was like 13 or 14 million, and he turned it down. Now, looking at it, because he wants 16. 10, 16, they were giving him 13 or 14. With $2 million either way, putting it as incentives or whatnot, why couldn't they get this deal done? I don't understand why the pettiness between both people. What do you think about it?
Well, here's where they messed up recently. First of all, you gave Daniel Jones $40 million. Why? For some ungodly reason, you decide to give this man who threw 15 touchdowns last year and hasn't done diddly squats since he entered the league, you decide to give him $40 million. That was mistake number one. Number two, without him, the numbers showed that Saquon Barkley basically is your offense. Your receivers suck. Your tight ends suck.
Hold on. They got a tight end now from Darren's team that doesn't quite suck, but go ahead.
He's healthy, but like I said, sucks. So you basically, that is your offense.
$2 million.
What he wants, doesn't matter. Pay the man. If you can give Daniel Jones $40 million, you can find two more million to pay Saquon.
$2 million, exactly.
And
right.
I'll be honest with you, I don't see him showing up week one. It's going to be a situation where, based off the interviews he's been given, he may not show up until week 10, week 11. Get that accrue your tour of free agency, and guess what? Next offseason, bye. Then what you gonna do?
I'm with you. And Tommy, you're a resident Cowboy fan, so I'm gonna let you start with Tony Pollard. But before that, you're also a resident Lamar Jackson fan, and we saw what Lamar Jackson did, and really he won, and we didn't think he was gonna win, but he actually won. He actually won without the AJ. He got this money.
I didn't.
Nobody saw that coming. Yo, he won his money. He won his money. And got weapons. I ain't seen the Ravens have more than one wide receiver since Anquan Boldin went there. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But anyway, so getting to it. Saquon went on another podcast. He didn't come on ours, but I'll let you know when he does. He's talking about holding out. He's talking about holding out. You know, and then he said, I might have to just skip the season. Do you think the Lamar effect has something mentally with him with all this running back nation with the Twitter account and the text message account they got together and everything? Do you think Lamar winning his stuff and getting his money is making Barkley feel like, hey, I might try to do the same thing? Because the Le'Veon Bell effect obviously ain't put in his mind. I don't know. Go ahead, Tom.
Right. I mean, with my opinion on Barkley, is he the only running back in the holdout situation who isn't affected by everybody else? He's probably the best in the field, the best young running back we're going to see outside Jonathan Taylor and him for the next 4 or 5 years. He's in the driver's seat of this negotiation just based on that alone. So I don't consider him, and I don't think he considers himself a running back. He considers himself like Lamar, like you said, a generational talent. And he's somebody who can really support this team throughout. And I also agree with my big man over there, and that Daniel Jones is where the contract got messed up.
Yes.
I mean, when they handed that money to a mediocre quarterback, and you have a generational talent on your team. He's a mediocre quarterback. And you have a generational talent on your team on offense who's propping that guy up, you're going to have to pay him. And he knows that. And he's holding them to it because he is going to pay for what he does to mediocre quarterbacks.
I'm with you. I'm with you completely.
He's a $15 million man.
So here's my thing. Y'all kept bringing up Daniel Jones and everything. And if you look at the contract, it's kind of a way out for the Giants. Also, if you actually look at the contract, it's like 1 year or whatever. And you can get out the second year and things like that. So, Darren, is it that they don't trust Daniel Jones enough for the future that if they don't have a quarterback, what's the point of having a running back? Do you think it's a combo situation with that? Like, we messed up by giving Daniel Jones his money, but we didn't have any options, so we can't put all our money with the running back either. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it seems to be any team is really having a hard time giving the running back their main money. I mean, especially like the mediocre team. They covered it with Jones. I mean, all of us here, we're not even GMs like that on an everyday basis, and we're like, what the hell are you doing giving this man $40 billion? I mean, and then for them to have any doubts the next day, I mean, come on.
That's
like,
what it was.
We all saw him play. I mean, he's limited. I mean, that's what it is. He's a limited quarterback.
Yes.
You need other players to take him to the Super Bowl and to win it. I mean, like, that's the reality of it. You have Barkley. Pay him. You know what I mean? You're telling me Jones wants to took less to keep Barkley? I don't know. Maybe I guess that's what it comes. But if that's what it comes down to, I don't know. I'm keeping Barkley because he's just a way better player than Jones. Like, and that's what I'm doing. I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense.
I agree with everything y'all said.
He's actually going to more. He's at 44 a year. And Giants, we can't do that. Well, we can give you 40 and with some incentives. He's like, yeah, sure. If I was the general manager and Daniel Jones walked in my office and said, I want $44 million a year, I would have shook his hand. Thank you for your services. Yeah. I'm going to go draft me somebody else. I'm going to fit you in my back pocket. Hey, Saquon, and we can go. Bye.
Last year's quarterback.
But to be fair, guys. The Giants made the playoffs last year, made it to the divisional round, and they have a coach.
Coaching and defense.
Think highly of, and they've drafted well the past 2 to 3 years inside game and outside game. I feel like if you don't keep that quarterback going and you want to digress and try to draft somebody, you're going backwards when you have momentum to go forwards. But I agree. You should have spent the damn $2 million to get Saquon Barkley happy because he's that guy. The running backs, yeah, they are devalued, but certain ones are just different. That's why you saw the boy from Texas get drafted so high in the NFL draft. Certain ones are different, and Saquon Barkley is different. So I agree with y'all. But why do you think I want you to be last, Brian, because I'm a punchline to go through it. Tommy, Why do you think the running back position is being devalued right now?
It has to do with the multitude of and the change in the NFL and them not allowing hits. But in my opinion, the funniest thing about this whole running back devaluation, at $1 some odd million, we're going to be giving college running backs more money on NIL deals than we will be giving running backs on their second deals. You will see college running backs stay an extra year, two extra years in college. They will transfer out these little schools where they busted out 2,000 yards and go to OU for one more year because it'll pay them better.
Yes.
Based on their second-year contract. It's incredible what NIL – the NIL is going to fix this.
Because we're
at the benchmark now where the money is not going to make sense here in a minute for the running back to come out and play pro football. And that's something pro football won't stand for.
Damn, I miss you, GM Tommy. Missed your ass. That shit is great. That shit is great. Darren, what you think about it? That shit was good.
I'm gonna go more to the field side of it. And this has been a complaint of mine for 20 plus years on the NFL. I think it affects the running backs, believe it or not. I think there's average linebackers around the league. And a lot of these guys can't guard. I mean, they can't guard running backs, average running backs in the past. So if your backup running back is doing just as well as your starting running back, you know what I mean? The defense has to guard these kids better. They can't guard running backs anymore. Like, I honestly think that's my opinion, is that the linebacking play or however they guard these running backs, they can't do it. These running backs are too good for the defensive players at times. I honestly think that's what it comes down to, because if you can't guard them, how can you tell me the third string guy that wasn't drafted 4 years ago is dominating the league? I don't know. It doesn't add up.
It's about the positions. Just like the NBA, you don't see these big 7-foot guys, statues in the middle of the paint. These running backs, or these linebackers in the NFL, they're not these big 260, 270-pound guys. These guys are like 230 that have to run around and try to cover the slot receivers and things like that. Go ahead, Brian, because I'm going to tell you why, Brian, because you're the reason, Brian. You're the reason why. Go ahead, Brian.
No, not the reason why. I mean, it's a situation where teams and front offices and owners devalue the position because they don't think that it's good enough. You have to go back and look back in the day when you had Barry Sanders and Emmitt Smith. And if you take either one of those players off of the Detroit Lions or the Dallas Cowboys respectively, what do you have? You're gonna trust Scott Mitchell? Really? Andre Ware? Really? You're going to trust him? Righty Pete? Really? You're going to trust him? Would Troy Aikman be what he was without Emmitt Smith?
Go ahead, baby. Give it to me.
Be what he was without Emmitt Smith.
Give it to me. Would Emmitt Smith be there without all them damn offensive linemen he had, though?
Right.
If Barry Sanders had Dallas's offensive line then?
I think Clarkson was a beast.
That's a debate for another day, but go ahead.
But I think the Cowboys will probably be okay with Powell.
No.
I think Powell will eventually show up.
Well,
I think he signed.
Pollard signed. Because Pollard was making like what? $15,000. He was on some. He wasn't making no money. He wasn't making no. Barkley was a first round pick, so he got money. You know what I mean? Josh Jacobs, first round pick. Or was he first round pick? If not, he was second round pick from Alabama, making money. Pollard, you didn't even know who the hell Pollard was. He's like $10 million? Yeah!
Right. That was a bad contract.
Just like when I win Powerball tonight. $1 billion, let's go! Go ahead, Brian.
No, I think Josh Jacobs will eventually show up for the Raiders. That's a team that right now has Brian Hoyer and Aiden O'Connell at quarterback.
They got the sex appeal, Jimmy G.
Was already barking mad last year by Derek Carr being benched. And you have Brian Hoyer and Aiden O'Connell as your quarterbacks.
Hey, you love no beating up Darren. Man. You love beating on Darren, don't you? Beating on Darren.
Yeah. Jacobs will be back. If anybody's going to sit out long term, I think it's going to be Saquon. Do I think he'll start the whole season? It's about a 50% chance that he does. I still say week 10, week 11, he shows up, gets to the crew year towards free agency, and tells the Giants to keep rocking next year.
But the Giants might say, you know what? $40 million. The Giants might say, I'm going to trade your ass.
That's true, but I mean, do you want to pay Dan Jones like he's Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow? Then
he ain't pay him like that, man. He ain't pay him like that. I'm going to tell you why the running backs are devalued. It's because of your quarterback, Brian. Your freaking quarterback is the reason. Your quarterback and your quarterback's brother doing all this dumbass shit on social media all the time. Patrick Mahomes with his crazy frohawk or whatever the hell he's got as a haircut. Yes, I'm bitter, but his dad was a Met, so I'll give him a little love. The reason why is Patrick Mahomes is the reason. Because Andy Reid, the coach, he was successful many years with the Eagles. He had Brian Westbrook as a fantasy star, as we know. He had Shady LeSean McCoy. He had running backs. He liked to run the ball. They even drafted Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the first round. And he ain't even around no more because Patrick Mahomes don't need no running backs. That's the blueprint. It's a copycat league. The blueprint says, I'm going to spread the offense around. I mean, but I really, Pacheco was drafted when? Pacheco was drafted when? You didn't even know who Pacheco was. And Jerick McKinnon, he's played for 18 different teams. You know what I mean? He might have got cut playing the CFL, XFL, AFL, everything else. Patrick Mahomes is the reason why. He's the reason why he's that damn good to show that you don't need the running backs. And that's what happened. It's crazy. It's crazy. But speaking of the Chiefs, since we're going to stay on the Chiefs real quick, I'm going to ask you real quick, Brian. Eric Bieniemy is gone. He's gone. He's back. He's with the Commanders right now. You know what I'm saying? He's about to be our head coach next year. But are you confident with the offense? Are you confident with the offense right now? Y'all had a chance to go get D-Hop. And before we started the show, you talked about, oh, man, if we'd have got D-Hop, we'd have... Why wouldn't you go get D-Hop? Are you confident in the MVS, Sky Moore, and Kadarius Toney?
I'm absolutely positively confident in Sky Moore. I'm confident in Rashee Rice. I'm confident in MVS. You know I'm confident in my boy Killer Trav, 87. Back in the end zone. You know
I didn't say tight end. I didn't say tight end. I say wide receivers.
Okay. The guy, if he stays healthy, I've been saying this since the Super Bowl. I say this right now. I'm in the Chiefs group chat. The entire week, everybody was talking about who's going to make a play, who's going to step up. I said, KT going to step up, make a big play for us.
I mean,
well, I don't know. He's been hurt. He's not acclimated to the offense. I said, Kadarius Toney is going to step up and make a play. Super Bowl Sunday, everybody was still worried. I said, KT will make a big play. Well, I don't know, man. I said, KT is going to step up in crunch time when we need him, make this big play. Who is the longest punt returner in Super Bowl history?
Devin Hester? I don't know.
Kadarius Toney. KT season is loading.
But for none of us to answer that question, it shows it's irrelevant.
15 to 19. You better get ready for it. You're going to see. 15 to 19 all day. Happening. It's going down.
Listen,
KT season is loading in Kansas City.
Listen, Brian, okay? Let me just keep it real.
It's a wide receiver 30.
Let me keep it real with you. I picked up KT on my fantasy teams, whatever. He did show out one game, whatever. He does have potential, whatever. But it all starts with Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is the reason why he's even relevant right now, dude. MVS? I mean, yo, are you kidding? Yo, the mother... What's the motherfucker's name that was on the Steelers that was on y'all's team?
Juju
Smith-Schuster got a gigantic deal from the Patriots because of Patrick Mahomes. He needs to go rub his feet, give him a massage, whatever else, because Juju Smith-Schuster is boo-boo. But Patrick Mahomes got him a contract. I don't want to hear nothing about KT, MVS, Sky Moore, Blue Ceiling. I don't want to hear nothing about any of that. Don't try to justify these wide receivers. Patrick Mahomes makes them who they are. He makes them relevant. He has a Brady genius to him that makes these guys. That's who they are.
In Kansas City. Kadarius Toney's about to blow up.
And if anybody does, is he has a chance. Because of Patrick Mahomes. Okay, let's get to the next point. All right, Tommy, since you had a new coach, and we're talking about coaches, Andy Reid, he's got family issues. His health has been a problem. Different things have been going on. Do you think this might be his last year, especially if they win?
No, Andy Reid has something special with Patrick Mahomes. He's not going to leave this type of environment anytime soon.
Okay.
They've got a Super Bowl window of 10 years. I see Andy Reid to ride that out. You might see him 4 years from now, considering retirement, but it's no time soon. That's a very special guy he's gotten hold of, and he's done it a couple times in his career. It's an amazing run he's had.
I like it. You agree, Darren?
Reed seems like a lifer to me. I mean, wow. You think about all the stuff he's had, like, that's going on around him. Like, I'm just saying, like, for you to, like, zero in on that instead of kind of go out a little bit, like, you can tell he likes to grind in his work as well. So I can see him being there. And when you have Patrick Mahomes, who can win you multiple more rings, right? And you just mentioned it. You said it all right there, Terrell. So, I mean, if I was him, I could see him staying on 10 more years. Yeah, exactly.
I was thinking maybe he would retire if they won again, and I thought maybe he was just waiting for Bieniemy to leave so he could not have Bieniemy to be the head coach. We're gonna talk about that. Don't talk about that. We'll do that later. All right. But since they all showing love for your coach, they showing love for your coach, Brian. They showing love for your coach. Let's talk about Denver. They got a new coach now. Got a new coach because the last coach, I don't even know what to say. Like, So they got Sean Payton. He's supposed to be the guru. He's supposed to be the guy. You know what I'm saying? Is he going to make enough impact in year one with Russell Wilson to make them competitive? The defense showed up last year. The defense was doing different things. Is his impact going to be enough for Russell Wilson to change the image of a lot of people have right now of him?
Right now, I mean, I believe...
I said Brian, dude. I said Brian.
Oh, well, Brian...
Man, he's probably not going to like what I have to say about this.
Dude, that's why I picked you first.
This is not 2009. This is not Drew Brees. This is not a guy that had the talent improved that he could do before and basically had the coaching to come in and basically take him to the next level. Oh. Russell Wilson is washed up. Hate to say it. He lost his fastball. He can't throw deep anymore. He's not as accurate as he used to be. And he's now showing a propensity to get hurt.
Go ahead, Tommy. Give it back to him.
To get hurt.
Go ahead, Tommy. So, go ahead.
There's no loss in the fastball. He's probably got one of the best deep balls in the league. He proved it last year. He's proved it every year since 2009. I mean, as far as to install his deep ball, that's a little low.
Hold on, Tommy. I don't know about his deep ball, but if you heard 2 Chainz's new song.
I thought it when he was
hold on, hold on, Tommy, hold on.
He's the best.
Hold on.
Mahomes in my division.
God damn it. Do I need to mute this guy? Hold on 1 second. I don't know about his deep ball, but if you heard 2 Chainz's new song, he's talking about Russell Wilson having a deep throat. But go ahead, Tommy.
I mean, he's dating TR. He's all right.
You got to hear that song. It's crazy.
He's got a pocket. I think with Russell and the coach, you're looking at 2 different things. Russell's not a part of Peyton. We don't consider him Drew Brees. Drew Brees didn't have any championships when he went over to the New Orleans Saints. This guy has 2. He's 30 years old.
He's got 1.
Our guys. My coach was not this. My coach was not behind.
He's got 1.
The signing of this guy. He's got 2, don't he?
He's got 1. He threw an interception to Malcolm Butler. Y'all didn't want to give it to Beast Mode.
They beat Denver.
Because it had to be all about him.
They beat Denver in MetLife, and then they lost to
the Patriots.
They lost to New England. Yeah. But yeah, I thought they went to a 3rd. But anyway, Russell is not somebody that's going to be somebody we've got to we've already worried about past 2 years. And Sean Payton is. Our money coming into the play is what changed everything on that playbook. Well, before we didn't have an owner, we signed Russ Wilson, we grabbed all these coaches, Nathaniel Hackett, Vance Joseph, all these stuff. We didn't have an owner. Now that we have an owner, and he's the richest owner in the league, you could take the next 8 richest owners in the league, and he would still be the richest owners in the league if he pulled their money. I think that we've got a pretty good opportunity here, but it's not contingent on Russell.
I like
that. It is on Peyton, though. Peyton's going to be the guy that turns it around. We're signed on with this guy.
I mean, you talk about all these rich owners and everything, but I saw the dude for the Clippers. What's that dude's name for the Clippers? He wanted the richest mugs in the world, right? And they still suck. Darren, what do you think about it?
That ain't I think it's the craziest stat out of last year's
That ain't that Walmart money, though.
Sam's choice, baby. Sam's choice.
The craziest NFL stat for me last year was, like, the Broncos had, I think, 20 red zone opportunities. It was, like, something ridiculous. It wasn't even like touch. It was like opportunities, like 20. It was like, wow, that's how many times they've been in the red all year type of deal. I think for the Broncos going forward, I think for Wilson, I'm not going to say he's washed up, but I think he's close to it. I didn't see much for him. And the Broncos for me, Judy's a big question. Like, Judy's the big guy for me, like a wide receiver. I feel like he could maybe take that next step.
He could.
He's like the most, one to me, a very interesting player. He's a
freak.
In the league. Like, I feel like he could take that next jump. So I'm very curious, with Wilson, with Payton, does he maybe take a massive jump? So I'm very interested with the Broncos where he goes.
I like that.
I love their defense, though. Their defense is pretty good.
So Tommy, real quick, Tommy, you were a big Javonte Williams fan last year. You were adamant about his success, and he lived up to it. He lived up to it before he got hurt. Here's my question, though. Y'all signed Samaje Perine. Also, we don't know. People say that Wilson's going to be ready week one. We don't know. You know how that goes, whatever. Is that enough in the running back room, Samaje Perine? Do you need to go get more? There's other running backs available now. Do you need to go get more?
Whispers, I mean, close-in whispers, I stay tapped in as I can be with the local news, you know, news groups and stuff inside Denver, and the reports are that Williams is going to be ready. So if we have Perine in that group as well, with what we have currently, we drafted a guy, I think we're fine. I mean, Perine, I think, could handle the load for 4 weeks and be fine. You know, people forget about that a lot, how early Javonte went out, how we did. I mean, we had 4 or 5 games without a starting wide receiver on the field, and Garrett Bowles out for the season. It was not a friendly year last year to everybody.
It was great to watch. Go ahead. You done? I enjoy watching him ride. Let's ride.
As far as Judy goes, I'm crossing my fingers on the guy. I have my own qualms with what Judy puts out. He tends to be a guy who separates himself from the team as far as in his effort and his closeness with the team. It's been something that he's done consistently, even before Russ came, and since Russ has came, he hasn't really changed it. When we put that money in somebody else's hands, if he wants it, I think he should have been there, and he hasn't gone out to grab it. So I believe he needs to do it this year to continue to be a Bronco.
He can only catch the balls that's thrown to him. If it can't nobody throw him the damn ball, how's he supposed to catch it? Brian, Darren was talking about the defense, and we saw the dope-ass jersey that Tommy's got right behind him signed by PS2. They did lose some players, and with the emergence of Herbert hopefully stepping up, Garoppolo stepping in there, do you think Denver's defense is going to repeat to be that elevated like that, or are they going to take a step back?
I think Denver's defense will be there. Denver's defense is 100% legit.
Okay.
I still say it's that guy that wears number 3. Talking about less Broncos country, less ride, less let Russ cook. When last year he was talking about let Russ cook, he was cooking up bologna sandwiches with potato chips and hot sauce and orange drink on the side. I mean, that's the guy. I'm dead serious. That's the guy I worry about. I'm not worried about the running games. Jerry Judy will be okay. I think Tim Patrick coming back off injury.
Yep.
That's gonna be a key component for those guys. Yeah. The defense will be there. I just think Russell Wilson is the key. And it's kind of like The Price is Right. You know, you're playing master key. This guy's the master key. Unfortunately, he's the key that's not gonna open up anything for Denver this year.
You're exactly right. I agree. We're talking about quarterbacks. So let's go ahead, Darren. We're gonna get to your squad now. Them Vegas Raiders. Vegas is taking over everything. Their hockey team won a championship. You know, the A's are about to go there. And then the LeBron team is going to be there in the NBA. He's going to own it. He's going to play on it. He's going to have his grandkids play with him and everything on the same team. I don't know. Yeah, he's not retired. And you better support Carmelo because he's retiring. I mean, come on, dude. Whatever's going on. Whatever. But anyway, so do you think with Vegas and everything going on with Vegas, do you think that can enhance your team's ability to get some free agents there? Because it's not known for a free agent destination at all. I mean, you had to trade to get star players like Davante Adams and whatnot. Do you feel comfortable with the future of the Vegas Raiders because of the success of other sports that are going to Vegas?
I mean, we're talking success in Vegas. We're talking one championship by the hockey team this year, right? Like, that's the success of the team. They don't. They have a voice. Yeah, their market isn't that big over there. It's the NFL. Nobody wants to. Vegas doesn't matter. I feel like it's all about that. It's all about if you're going to win or not. For the most part, most teams are not picking Vegas as the main reason. I feel like the Raiders haven't won a playoff game in 22 years, maybe 21. I was at the last playoff game in 2001. They beat Titans. That was the game I was at. They haven't been. They have not won a playoff game. So if you're a player there, you're going. You know, they don't make the playoffs. They've been there twice in 21 years. And, so I think that's why they don't sign free agents. And they have to trade for them like Adams and those type of guys because nobody in their right mind is going to sign with the Raiders. And I'm a big fan. And I'm telling you, man, they suck. That's the reason why.
I mean, I'm with you, Darren. I'm with you, Darren. But you talk about nobody wants to go there.
I'm a frustrated fan.
Dude, if you're a
Brian
good looking.
Here is talking, oh, I have a decade of championships and I got on the Raiders. I haven't won a game. I haven't won one playoff game. 21 years. What?
Let me tell you something.
Stop making fun of my team.
I've lived in Kansas City. I've lived through Elvis Gerback, through Rich Gannon, through Dave Fred, I've lived through Tyron Thigpen and the pistol offense. Damn it. I'm enjoying it.
I don't want to hear none of y'all shit. I don't want to hear none of y'all shit. I'm a Washington fan. I don't hear nothing that any one of y'all got to say. We have no quarterback ever. 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 Ever.
Mark Rippon.
Ever. Like I said, ever. Anyway.
Like I said, Doug Williams and Mark Rippon. That was 87 and 91.
Yeah, Doug Williams won the Super Bowl. First black quarterback ever do it. Then what? Awesome then he was gone. Then what happened?
Poof. Actually, yeah, poof. They should have paid Kirk Cousins, but he didn't, and how would happen?
But since we're talking about quarterbacks, all right, this is for you, Tommy, since they were dogging your quarterback. I wish I had a quarterback to even get dogged. Marcus Allen run versus him. Is he talking shit because they beat the Redskins in the Super Bowl? Oh, Tyler, man, you my man. Anyway.
Off into the Tampa Bay night.
Come on, Tommy. They were dogging your quarterback. And we know that the Raiders have a new quarterback. But McDaniels, who's is getting a lot of scrutiny being a quarterback, coach and everything, now he's got a quarterback that knows his complicated system. Do you think it's a perfect match for both? Because Garoppolo knows his stuff. The pressure's not going to be there because, like Darren said, the Raiders suck. So, Tommy, you think it's a perfect match?
It's a horrible match. They got the worst coach in the league. You're never going to get me to support this guy. He's a cancer to everything he's ever touched. He's lucky to met Tom Brady. When has he won without?
Facts.
I mean, he's just... he's horrible. He destroyed the Raiders 2 years just like he did the Broncos. And he's going to be booted out. It's just, no.
Facts.
Not good.
That man just told no lies. He told no lies.
He's right. Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong about that one. Nothing wrong.
Hey, he won a playoff game with Tim Tebow. Anyway. Anyway.
He drafted Tebow.
Anyway.
We didn't do that.
Hey, they won a playoff game. What a playoff game. So Brian, here we go, Brian. Let's finish up.
Playoff game, and then the next week they went to New England and got rampart on national television for everybody to see. So, I mean, I wouldn't – look at my stock in that one.
It is what it is. But we see how everybody's demanding trades, and Darren said that nobody wants to go there unless they're getting traded. And we see all the hoopla with all these star athletes whining and crying about getting traded and whatnot. Tell me, when is Davante Adams going to turn diva and demand a trade, Brian? Because his boy, he went to the Raiders to go there with his boy Carr. They get rid of his ass. He's already hinting that the team is trying to rebuild and whatever. Is he going to play this season or are they going to trade him before? Because I feel like he's going to turn diva, diva, diva. What do you think, Brian?
Here's the thing. The moment they benched Derek Carr, that was Davante Adams' opportunity and chance to walk into the front office and say, get me the hell out of here. He didn't do it.
He mentioned it.
So for some inexplicable reason, he didn't do it.
Millions attached to it.
I mean, I get it. Tax-free state. You got a lot of money coming to you. I get it. But, and we're going to talk about another receiver that went to a tax-free state here right around. I mean, at some point, you got to figure out, do you want to get paid or do you want to win? And right now, it seems like he wants to get, I'm not mad at that. I'm not going to begrudge you that. I'm not going to tell any athlete not to get your money. But at some point, you do realize you're on a Titanic, and that sucker's heading towards the iceberg, or in this case, it's already hit the iceberg. You're halfway down, about to drown. Might want to get out. I want to get out sooner than later.
Damn.
I want to get out. Just saying.
Damn, I'm glad we're not doing the NFC East.
Training camp isn't open yet. You got time.
Damn, well, he said draft.
I don't know.
Go ahead, Darren. It looks like you want to get him, Darren. Go ahead.
I got to say something. I got to ask you guys this because for me, I've been a fan of T for 10. I was done with Derek Carr. I was done with him. I thought he was terrible. I'm actually okay with Jimmy G as the quarterback over Derek Carr. Like, honestly, I think there's a chance we could be better because of him. But the problem with Jimmy G is they're healthy. And Brian, you brought it up earlier. They have Brian Hoyer and some other guy that they drafted in the fourth round.
Aiden O'Connell from Purdue.
And they should have kept the guy that Tommy's team got as their backup quarterback. They might have overpaid for him, but they got him as their backup over there. Stidham, he did pretty good for the Raiders over there. I'm just saying, I'm just curious, like, what you guys think of Jimmy G going to the Raiders. Because I was done with Carr. So I think that, like, that's the one positive is Carr's not on the team. Everybody talked Carr up. I don't think he's that good. I think he's way overrated.
You don't think he was that good because you ain't never had a damn defense to help his ass. That's why. That's why. I'm calling Darren.
Don't bail out Carr like
Darren. I'm telling you right now, Darren. I'm telling you right now.
Derek Carr was an MVP candidate. I believe.
Yes. Yes.
That's his 1 year.
So he's the best quarterback in the league between the 20s.
10 years.
You watch and see. You watch and see. He's going to do something with them Saints. I'm telling you right now, the Saints are going to be a problem. You got to wonder about the Saints. I'm telling you. But we ain't going to get to
it. Here's the thing. That's a team to where if you shade against Olave, they don't have a tight end threat. If you shut down Kamara, you put the game in Derek Carr's hands.
They got Foster Moreau.
With Dennis Allen is his head. Dennis Allen. You see Dennis Allen in Oakland? Dennis Allen is his head coach. Really? Really? Yeah, he drafted Carr. Really? You want me to trust Dennis? Really? This guy had Ian Books last year on Monday Night Football after looking like he belonged to
the Don't do it. Don't do it. That's a Notre Dame guy. No. Don't do it. That's Notre Dame football, and that's my stuff. Speaking of Notre Dame football real quick, Darren.
He wasn't that good in college.
Y'all got rid of – he wasn't, actually. Y'all got rid of the best player other than Davante Adams. Well, I guess in Jacobs, too. Your tight end Waller's a giant now. Y'all got Austin Hooper, but y'all drafted my boy Michael Mayer. So, what are your thoughts about your tight end situation? We know how the Patriot way with their tight end situation. Do you feel good about letting Waller go to have those two guys?
The only thing with Waller is literally the last 2 years he was not healthy. He was not available. So, like, I understand he was upset with the trade. That one I wasn't as. Maybe they talk to the Raiders again. They don't do things well. They probably did not talk to him. They probably did nothing respectfully with him. But I was okay with them moving on from him because I actually like the guy from Notre Dame. He might
his name is Michael Mayer. His name's Michael Mayer.
Michael Myers, right? No, Michael Mayer. Nope. I got it. Yeah, he's from there. No, but I like him, though, because he seems like he's a little bit more consistent, and Jimmy G loves his tight ends.
So yes, he does. He goes like to that. He goes to the whorehouse all the time because he gets free activity. Go ahead. He loves tight ends.
Poor Jimmy. They call him Poor Jimmy.
Yeah, poor Jimmy. He loves tight ends.
At the restaurant out in Beverly Hills. Got caught.
He should go play in the CFL and be a rough rider. Go ahead, Darren. Sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Bottom line, I like the pick. I don't know if he's going to be better than Waller. Waller was pretty damn good those 2 years. He was there, but people got to remember Waller. That was like Waller's like third year in the league when he got to the Raiders. He'd been with the Ravens for a few years too, so it's kind of unfair to just say rookie to rookie like that. So I think this guy's going to be pretty solid. From what I've read, he might not be as explosive as Waller and stuff like that. I saw him play last year. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But
he can already block better.
Yes, thank you, Tommy. He can do it all.
That's hard.
He can do it all.
That's hard.
He reminds me of a George Kittle type. He can block. He can catch. He can run a little bit. He's got that little extra to him. You know what I mean? That little But speaking of that, Rob, my Chargers.
Brian Hoyer and Aiden O'Connell. Because keep in mind, Jimmy G's got a foot injury. And they don't even know if he's going to play this year or not. So your quarterbacks are Brian Hoyer and Aiden O'Connell. Then there are rumors they're trying to get Carson Wentz. And I'm like, you're going to do what? You're going to sign an interception machine? That turnover machine? More turnovers than Luna Debbie? You're going to sign what?
I don't want that.
Really?
Darren, he's dogging your team a lot. I love it, though. Well, let's get to a team. Let's get to a team that really, really has some talent on it. You know, the powder blue. You know what I'm saying? The Chargers. And we talked about the holdout running backs. Austin Eckler's there with the art. So, Tommy, do you think Eckler and the whole running back drama will be a distraction for the team? Because he led the team in receptions and all kinds of stuff. Do you think it'll be a distraction for the team or not?
I don't think it's going to be a distraction. They're comfortable burning Eckler out. I believe Eckler, the Eckler, who we all, you know, is the reason why these guys are in so much trouble as a running back. You've got an undrafted guy who's just a little scat back out there because nobody can touch him once he crosses the line of scrimmage, and you can't hit him that hard. You got to find this low little center spot, 5'8" guy, you know, instead of just Al Wilson guarded running backs by hitting them, and you can't do that no more. So it's you know, you cross the running back didn't cross the middle because he was going to die, and now that's changed. So, you know, Eckler's the – and so they're fine with just running him across the middle for another year. They'll find another Eckler next year. He's not going to be a distraction at all because he's not in their future. They have the ability to plug and play that position. They've shown it in the past. And that's what they'll do with that.
I mean, I feel you. I see you. And I think they will burn him out this year. I really do. So yeah. I think this is the last year in fantasy we should get him. But so let's talk about offensive coordinator. So, Brian, since you lost your offensive coordinator, let's talk about an offensive coordinator. Kellen Moore coming to the team. I think it's going to change the dynamic of the team, and I think this is part of the reason why Austin Eckler is feeling the way he is, because Kellen Moore likes to throw the ball down the field. Case in point, they drafted Quentin Johnson from TCU, who goes down the field. You know what I mean? Do you think Kellen Moore is going to make a big impact for the Chargers?
I think that he'll help Justin Herbert go to the next level.
Oh, okay.
As a quarterback in this development, I think he'll help him go to the next level, because it won't be any like it was in the past couple of years where Deacon Duncan dumped off to Eckler and we're going to run this 4-yard screen across the middle, like you said, with a middle linebacker waiting there to, you know, knock you in the next Tuesday's practice right quick. It's going to be something where it's like, hey, run this 15-yard out, run this 20-yard dig. Hey, you know what? Let's go along. Let's just fire up. See what happens.
Yeah.
So it's going to open it up, and it's going to build off his skill set where he's already at to make him a more complete quarterback this season.
That's interesting because you think Kellen Moore is going to make Herbert better when he had all those years to make Dak Prescott better, and all he did was lead the league in interceptions last year. So Darren, Justin Herbert. We talked about the money that these quarterbacks are getting. Lamar got his money. He was waiting. Justin Hurts got his money. We kept talking about Herbert, and we talked about Burrow, the next two to get their money. Do you think Herbert is stupid by waiting to sign his deal? You're not going to get more than Burrow, obviously. Do you think he should do it now? Because I'm scared if he has a bad year or if something crazy happens, his value might drop. What do you think, Darren?
I honestly – I didn't really. When you say he might sit out or something like that because of a contract, I just
not sit out, but he can sign his extension now and get the money like Hurts got. You know what I mean? Like these guys are getting.
You're saying sign it early instead of get the big. I got you. I don't know. That's one where that's such a personal thing in that regard. How you feel about your health in that regard? But he strikes me as somebody that would just go for the gold, like go big or something like that, especially with the weapons he has. Mentioned Eckler possibly for one more year. He has all those. He has Williams. He has Allen. I mean, he's in a good position to put up damn good numbers like he did last year. And the market's only going to get higher and higher.
I mean, I'm sure you said something great, Darren, but I got to deal with all these.
I did not.
Animals in the house that I really love these animals. Anyway, all right, guys. So look, we went through every team. We didn't give away anything, which was great. I'm glad nobody gave away anything going on, so I appreciate that. So now we're really getting into the round table now. Now we're going to get into the debates, the coming backs and going at it. So fantasy talk real quick. All right, Brian, fantasy talk. You want to get in the league with me? Okay, and Tommy. He's won a couple too. You want to get in the league with us? I want to see your perspective on things. So we know Josh Jacobs. We don't know what's going to happen with him. And we know Javonte Williams Is he healthy? Is he not? If you have to pick one of them in fantasy, who you picking? Zamir White or Samaje Perine?
Perine.
Why is that?
Better offensive line.
Better offensive line. What about opportunities, though? Because Jacobs might not even play.
No, he'll be there. He'll be there to get his money. I mean, again, Nevada's a tax-free state. Yeah, that's only like $9-10 million. He's not. I mean, he may be born that night. He was born last night. He'll be there to get his money.
I love how everybody always talks about Nevada is a tax-free state. Yeah, because they be taxing your ass at the casinos and shit, and you'll lose your money anyway, so it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Y'all agree with that, yeah, Tommy, true. Darren? Y'all agree? Y'all both taking Perine over White? Yes.
I would take Perine over White because I don't think there's any way Jacob sets either. Running backs are getting paid for $1.8 million. Okay. They're offering him a franchise tag. He's
all right, Tommy. Well, if they all come into play, who are you taking? The leading rusher last year, Jacobs, Eckler, who's the most catching out the backfield and running, or your boy Javonte Williams? Who will you take in fantasy?
Williams is definitely third on that list. We're not sure about his knee. I mean,
y'all keep saying he was ready for week one. You said that. I talked to the people. I talked to the people personally here in Denver, and they told me that he's going to be ready for week one. And now you're saying you don't know.
We don't know what ready looks like. That's what everybody's saying. They say he's going to be.
It's always a year after an ACL. Not the year. If it's always the year after the ACL is when you truly come back.
Unless you're Adrian Peterson.
Exactly. It was more than the ACL. He pretty much destroyed his knee.
So who's one then? Who's one then? If Williams is three, who's
taking? I'm taking Eckler because of the addition of there. I like Kellamore. I think that offense explodes. I think it gets spread around on the wide receivers and concentrated at the running back.
I feel like they might lose some touches. You agree with that, Darren?
Man, this is perspective.
Tony Pollard got receptions.
Go ahead.
Yeah, definitely.
Go ahead, Darren. Which one you pick?
No, I say from a fan. I'm probably taking Eckler, Lillard. My theory with running backs always in fantasy football is when you lead the lead in rushing, I'm nervous sometimes the next year because there's like, you know what I mean? There's like some sort of bad juju. There's like you get hurt or, you know, like see with the rare. So I would go towards Eckler. I like Herbert just a little bit more than Jimmy. So that would be part of it.
All right, Darren. So neither one of these coaches are yours. So I'm going to ask you. Actually, one of them is yours. Who's getting fired at the end of the year? Josh McDaniels or Brandon Staley? One of them's getting fired.
One of them might be fired. There's a great chance, and I mean an unreal chance, that it's McDaniels. But Staley does the dumbest shit.
He's an idiot.
He does some stuff where you're like,
idiot.
God. Like, am I playing Madden when I'm 14 right now? Like, is this going on? Is this me behind the controller? This is how I would play Madden at that time. It's hilarious to watch. I'm with McDaniels. The problem with McDaniels is like I almost feel like Mark Davis likes him too much. I'm like, get out of here with this crap. Stop. I don't like that part of it. I do not like. But if it was Al, he'd be out already. If Al was the coach, he'd be our manager. He'd be gone already. Al would not have given him 2 years. He'd be see you later. I would say I think McDaniels actually, now that we're talking about, has a better chance of staying because Staley has more expectations.
Yes, there it is. There it is. There it is.
More expectations, and also he blew a 27-0 lead on the road in the playoffs with your defense having 5 turnovers.
Yeah,
I can't wait till Patrick Mahomes retires, so Brian can stop talking shit on everybody else.
You're 27 on the road in the playoffs with 5 turnovers. I'm not letting you get on the plane to fall back 3,000 miles. You're fired. Bye.
And that cost me some money. That cost me some money too. I was pissed. So let's talk about the wide receivers real quick. So, Brian, since you have no wide receivers on your team, if you had to take a wide receiver group, we're not even putting your shit in there. You got Adams, Jacoby Myers, and Renfro. Then you got Judy, Sutton, and Patrick. And then you got Quentin Johnson, Williams, and Allen. Which one of that trio would you think is going to have the best year next year? Or this year?
Wow.
Oh, I guess we could put Kadarius Toney, MVS, and Sky Moore in the conversation, too.
if you take the Chiefs out of the equation, I'd have to go with the Chargers. But like I said, I think that Kellamore is going to be able to spread the ball around more to those guys. And like I said, you will be running 4-yard ins and 8-yard outs. It's going to be some 10, 12-yard digs, 12-yard outs. It's going to be some deep bombs from time to time during the game. So I had to go to Los Angeles Chargers.
Okay. Y'all agree with that, fellas?
I think the Chargers have the best weapon. I think Judy can take the biggest. Ryan, he's the guy I'm kind
of. So you think Judy can be the best one out of those six receivers?
No, I'm not saying that. Just from a fantasy perspective, I could see him being.
Fantasy perspective, yes. Yeah,
so for fantasy, So for fantasy, with those six receivers, you're taking Judy over all of them?
I'm just saying I think he could be in the mix this year. That's
all. Over Adams?
I think at the end of the day, I don't know. I mean, Adams was okay last year.
He had Aiden O'Connor and Brian Hoyer as his quarterback.
Maybe if you're taking them by where you could draft them versus where they're going to go.
Okay, that's fair.
Say Judy. Because Adams, I could see taking a step back. But the guy who's going to get the most points next year is Adams.
Shit, I don't know. If you're taking where you could draft him, I might take Quentin Johnson in the 16th round and tear up some shit. I don't know. So we look.
Ryan Hoyer and Aiden O'Connell. Just keep that in mind. Carson Wentz may be on the team. Just put it out here.
I can't wait till Patrick Mahomes goes away. He's talking everybody's quarterback, and there's nothing we can say about it.
That man, Carson Wentz put out more turnovers than Dan Luna did. He's talking about signing this guy.
I told him my prediction last year in preseason was Carson Wentz was not going to be a quarterback come like
this he season. Did. He I'm did.
Guaranteeing he did. He's going to be not make an NFL roster.
He did.
He's not making the roster anymore.
Yo, talking to Brian.
He's horrible.
I feel like I am handcuffed and somebody's just punching me in my face and I can't say anything to him because he's got fucking Patrick Mahomes and I can't say nothing to him about nothing. Pisses me off.
He's got the ultimate heart.
All right. So, Tommy, we talked about the defense. The Riders, the Broncos. We see your jersey and everything. Who's going to have a better defense this year? The Broncos or the Chargers? We healthy, baby.
I missed the first part of the question.
Who's going to have a better defense?
What was that?
The Broncos or the Chargers?
A better defense? The Broncos.
What?
The Broncos, we have a distinct home field advantage. We have a distinct home field advantage throughout history. It's pretty hefty. And Chargers have one of the worst throughout history. It's pretty hefty. And you're talking about defense. You're not coming in a mile high and playing good offense unless you have a really good offense. That's been forever. And so we've only got to worry about 8 games. They've got to worry about – or 9 games. They've got to worry about 17. They can be as stacked as they want to be. They've got a really bad contract on the outside on the cornerback edge. That's going to be an issue.
You'll have the same reason soon when PS2 gets to his new contract. Go ahead.
PS2 is a much better – he's a true cover corner. Their guy is.
He's a shutdown corner.
Bill Belichick's corners don't guard one. Yeah, okay. Bill Belichick's corners don't guard once, ever.
All I saw was Malcolm Butler guard once and got an interception to win a ring while your guy wasn't riding no more.
All day long.
Malcolm Butler guarded once and got paid and became quarterback 3 overnight.
And didn't even play once.
Don't pay Belichick cornerbacks.
That's why I said he became quarterback 1, got his check, and like you said, he became quarterback 3 and was so trash that Bill Belichick in a Super Bowl said, I don't need you, stay on the bench.
That's some petty shit, though. That's some petty stuff, and that's why I'm not going to spoil it, but anyway. So, but y'all aren't giving no love to the Chargers. The Chargers were not healthy last year. They got Khalil Mack. They got Joey Bosa. We're good on the outside.
Khalil Mack is a little aged.
A little age, you're still sucking on Von Miller stuff.
This is the same defense. This is the same defense with Bosa, with Khalil, with
they were hurt.
And again, I bring this up all the time to Chargers fans and people about this team. You have 5 turnovers on the road in a playoff game that you led 27-0. You were in complete control. And
so that's the offense's fault. That's the offense's fault. That's the offense's fault.
The offense gave up 31 points?
No, but, I mean, if they turn the ball over right there in field position for them to score, I mean, that's what happens. Darren, real quick.
Yeah.
Your running back, we don't know what's going to happen with him. There's another running back who's a stud out there who might sign with the Patriots, who might not. Dalvin Cook. If you're Dalvin Cook and you had to pick a team in this division, is there one team that you could go to push them over the top? If so, who would it be?
Oh, to push them over the top. So when you say push them, are you talking playoffs or are you talking Super Bowl?
I'm talking about just to make noise, because the Chiefs don't use a running back. The Broncos, we don't know if they're healthy or they're not. And your boys.
Well, on,
and Eckler, I don't know.
It's got to be to right away. For I go Broncos because of their unsurety at running back. And I kind of like Pacheco for the Chiefs a little bit over there. So I would think Cook would make damn a lot more sense with the Broncos, and that would be the team to me where if he was going to sign in that division,